Shalom to all. Today's office is about Masa Daf Pei Beis, and we are starting about the fifth line with a quote from the Mishnah, Dimla Yishabah V'chulu, and today's office sponsor, Lila Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sarabas, and Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, the Gemara really goes on the next part of the Mishnah that's not quoted over here, and the Mishnah was talking about this fellow who had bought two trees, and according to the Tanakhama, he does not get the property underneath them, he just gets the trees, and now let's say something starts growing out of the tree. If it comes out of the Geza, which literally means the trunk of the tree, that growth, the sapling, whatever it is that's coming out, belongs to the tree's owner, but if it's coming out of the Sharashim, the roots, then we say that belongs to the Baal Karka. Now the Gemara asks, what exactly is the situation that we say, oh, this is considered that's coming out of the trunk, or this is considered that's coming out of the roots? How are we supposed to know? If it's very close to the ground, who's to say it's coming out of the trunk or the roots? So Amar Yechanan, he answers, if it sees the sun, meaning if it's above the dirt, you could see where it's coming out of the tree, that's what Raya Pnei Chama is, that's considered that's coming out of the Geza, out of the trunk, and that belongs to the owner of the tree. If it doesn't see the Pnei Chama, so then that's considered it's coming out of the roots. But now we ask the following question. We should be chashish for the following situation. The new growth is going to be coming out of the trunk of the tree, out of the Geza, but then maska arasirtoin means that due to weather changes, perhaps some water, there's going to be a shifting of the ground, of the dirt around the tree, and then it's going to cover over the base of that growth that's coming out of the tree, and it's going to look like two separate trees are growing out of the ground. And then the tree's owner is going to tell the Baal Karka, you sold me three trees. Because remember, he sold him two trees previously. One of these trees has a growth coming out of it that's really coming out of the Geza, it's coming out of the trunk, but then that was covered over by dirt, so to the unknowing and unsuspecting eye, it looks like there's three trees over here. And Isliara, I, Mr. Tree Owner, now get the property in and around the trees because you sold me three trees. And it's really not true. He only sold him two trees, and one of them has a growth coming out. But again, since now the growth has been covered over by dirt, it looks like there's three trees, and now the tree owner is going to claim you owe me the ground around them as well. Therefore, Elamar Rav Nachman, rather Rav Nachman says, Yakut. He has to cut down this growth. You're right that if the growth is coming out of the Geza, out of the trunk, it belongs to the tree's owner. But he can't let it grow there because we're going to run into this issue. He has to just cut it and then he can use it as firewood or whatever he wants. And Rabbi Yechon says the same thing as well. Yakut, he has to cut it off. Now continue talking about some sort of growth that's coming out of a tree. Rabbi Nachman says, Niktinon, we have a Messiah, the Dekel Ein Loi Geza. A palm tree doesn't have a din of Geza. Now, Savra Zvid Lemeimar, Zvid wanted to say, Ein Loi Geza Labal Dekel. That means the Baal Dekel, this owner of the palm tree, the guy that bought it from the owner of the property, he doesn't get to keep any growth that comes out of the tree. And why would that be? The kibbutz lemechmer l'sharish kai. Since at the end of the life of the tree, he's going to end up digging and completely uprooting it. So he completely has a chadas from it. What does this mean? So if you remember, we learned 2 daf ago that most trees will regenerate if trimmed properly, and that's even if they partially dried up. However, date palms do not regenerate. Once they're cut or they die, that's it. And therefore, when a person buys a dekel, he doesn't expect to get anything other than the fruits or the wood of the tree itself. And he understands that if it dies, that's it, and nothing will regenerate. And that's why he doesn't get anything that comes out of the tree. He never thinks that he might benefit from something that grows out of the trunk, because for all he knows, the tree's going to die a day or two after he buys it, and he's going to have to uproot the entire thing. This is called hesach hadas from the tree, and he does not get something that grows out of it. However, Maskel Rav Papa asks the following. When a person buys two trees, even when those two trees are going to be completely dug up and uprooted, still, v'katani, we learn in our Mishnah, the Yashle Geza, that he does get something growing out of the trunk, because our Mishnah didn't differentiate. It simply said that when a person buys two trees, anything that's growing out of the trunk, he gets to keep. And that's mashma, even if he buys a date palm, which even though he knows is l'mechber l'misharish kaimei, still he gets a thing that's growing out of the trunk. So what's Rav Zvid saying? Elam Rapapa, rather Rapapa explains as follows, Ein lo geza l'bal dekel, what does this mean, that there's no geza to the bal dekel? L'fi she'ein moitzi geza. That's because a dekel simply doesn't grow anything out of it. If you ever see a palm tree, things only grow out of the top of the tree. There's no shoots or random things growing out of the bottom of the tree. And therefore, if it happens to be that he bought a weird palm tree that did have something that started growing out of it, he doesn't get to keep it because he never in his wildest dreams thought something like that would happen, so he never had das that he would end up being kainet. And that's what we're referring to when we say Ein Loi Geza L'Bal Dekel. Asking Marler Zvid Kashmas Nisin, according to Zvid's explanation, we have a problem from our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says very clearly that he does get to keep something growing out of it. And the answer to this is Zavon L'Chamesh Shanim. We're talking about where he bought it for 5 years. In other words, the Mishnah is referring to a unique situation where he bought the tree for 5 years, and it's understood based off of the stipulation of a 5-year purchase that even if the tree dies within the 5 years, he does get to replant it because they made the stipulation of 5 years. So in this situation, he'll also be able to keep the Geza. We can explain the Mishnah that Kana Shloisha, Kana Karka, that according to everybody, even Tanakama, if he bought 3 trees, he definitely gets the Karka in and around them. Now we get to specifics. Vakama, how much property does he get? He bought 3 trees and that's considered like a Sdei Ilon. It's like he bought the whole field. It's not just 3 individual trees. He gets the property under and around them. It's just that how much property does he get? Amar B'chibar Abba, Amar B'yechanan, he tells us, he gets the property directly under the trees and in between the trees. And he also gets the property just outside the trees. How much? That's Maloy Aira Vesalai. An Aira literally is a fig picker. And it doesn't have to be that we're talking about fig trees. It just means the guy who's picking the fruit from the trees, however much space he needs to stand while he's holding the basket, picking his fruits, he gets that space on the outside of the trees as well. Now, ask the Blazer. Blazer asks the following question. Hashta Derech Ein Loi. Now, in this situation, when he bought three trees, he doesn't even get a pathway to the trees. As we learned previously, and we discussed extensively, that according to the Chamim, Meicher Ba'ein Ra Meicher, and when a person buys trees, he does not get a pathway to them. Well, Ayur Vesala Yesh Loi, you want to say he does get the property on the outside of the trees to be able to fit him, Mr. Fruit Picker, and his basket? And we further explain this question. Derech Ein Loi, the reason why he doesn't get a pathway to his trees, Da'arach Risihi, because this is a totally different land. He bought the trees and the property around them, but not a pathway going to them. That's a totally different property. Ayur Vesala Yesh Loi, you want to say he does get the property on the outside of the trees to enable him to stand with his basket? That's also a different property. We understand underneath and in between the trees, that property is his. But on the outside of the trees, he shouldn't be getting any property. He doesn't get a pathway. He also shouldn't get a strip of land or a semicircular piece of land around the tree that allows him to stand there with his basket. Now, before we attempt an answer to this question, the Gemara just says, Amar Abzir, Abzir tells us, Medivir Rabbeinu Nilmad, from the words of Rabbeinu, which is Rabbi Elazar, we learn, Shleishahu de'en le'darech, that when he bought three trees, he doesn't get a path to them. Hashnayim yashloi, but if he bought two trees, he would get a pathway to them. Why is that? Damrulay, because he tells him, Ba'ari dachkaimi, they're in your property. It's like we explained in the Mishnah that when he bought two trees and the branches grew too much, the owner of the property is not allowed to trim them because the trees are meshubad to the property, and so it's the Baal Karka's tough luck that the tree's branches are providing too much shade over his property. And by that same token, says Reb Zera, according to Reb Lazar, when we're talking about a guy who bought two trees, he would get a path to them because it's only when we're dealing with three trees that the Baal Karka could tell the Baal Ilanos, look, you bought trees and you got property and you don't have a path to them. But in the case where he only bought two trees, where he gets no property with them, that means that the entire karka is meshubed for the growth of these trees, and therefore he does get a path to them. But now going back to Rabbi Elazar's question, Amrle Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak LeRava, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak told Rava, Lemer Rabbi Elazar, Les Lei DeShmuel Rabbe. Let's say Rabbi Elazar does not hold of Shmuel his Rabbi. D'Amar Shmuel, Shmuel said, Halacha K'Rabbi Kiva. The Halacha K'Rabbi Kiva, D'Amar Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher. Then when a person sells, he sells Ba'ayin Yafa, and therefore when a person buys three trees, he would receive Ayin Yafa, which means he would also receive a pathway to them. By the fact that Rabbi Elazar asked this question, that the fellow who bought the three trees shouldn't be getting an area around them for him to stand to pick the fruit along with his basket because he doesn't get a path to them. So that means Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold a Rabbi Kiva because according to Rabbi Kiva, a person would get a path to them in this case. However, Amar Leih, he responded, let me talk about using Rabbi Kiva. This Mishnah Dafka is not like Rabbi Kiva, meaning even Rabbi Kiva would agree in this case that he wouldn't get a path. Mimai, where did he got this from? Meiktani, since the Mishnah says, Higdilu, if the tree grew too much, Yishape, he could trim them. This one we're talking about that he bought three trees. So then the Baal Karka is allowed to trim them if they're hovering over his property. Now, if you want to say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Akiva, Amai Shape, why would the Baal Karka be allowed to trim them? Hamar, he says, Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher, that a guy sells Ba'ayin Yafa, and that means that included in this generosity of his, in this Ayin Yafa of his, that he allows the trees to shade his property, even though it's a little too much. And since our Mishnah says he is allowed to trim the trees, it must be we're not going to sheet this Rabbi Akiva here. However, Amalei responded to him, Amar da Amar Rabbi Akiva, Gabi Bar Vidus, the Lemechach Shiara. Perhaps Rabbi Akiva only said, Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher, when we're talking about a Bar Nidus, that giving a pathway to them is not going to weaken the property, it's not going to ruin it. But Gabi Ebel and Mishamisle, in regards to a tree, did we ever hear from Rabbi Kiva that he really holds Meicher Ba'ayin Yafa Meicher to such an extent? Mile Meit Rabbi Kiva, doesn't Rabbi Kiva agree? Bilan Hanatel Sechste Chaveroi, that if Ruvain's tree is leaning over Shimon's field, Shekaitetz and Loi Maider Ma Gabi Machresha, that Shimon is allowed to trim Ruvain's tree, Meloi Mardea, which literally means an ox goad height. An ox goad is the stick that they used to prod the oxen to move along, and he's allowed to trim the trees to this height above the plow, because Shimon has to be able to plow his property without bumping into Ruvain's tree branches. And so we see that specifically when it comes to trimming trees that are hovering over or shading somebody else's property, Rabbi Kiva does allow trimming them. And so back to Rabbi Elazar's attempt to say that Rabbi Kiva is not like our Mishnah, that's not true. He could be like our Mishnah, and Rabbi Elazar's question is not answered. Now just going back to what started this whole discussion of when a person buys three trees, how much land he gets along with them. The Gemara tells us, Tanya Kavasa Rabbi Kiva Bar Abba, we have a Brisa just like Rabbi Kiva Bar Abba. A Brisa tells us very clearly that when a person buys three trees, that he acquires not only the trees, but also the land underneath them, in between them, and outside of them, the manner requires for the person to stand to pick his fruits, holding onto his basket. Now, Omer Leib Rav Yosef, Abai asked Rav Yosef, Oison Ayur Vesaloi Mizairon, this strip of land, this little area around the outside of the tree, this Maloi Ayur Vesaloi, who's allowed to plant in that area? The owner of the trees or the owner of the karka. So Rabbi Yosef told him, Tanisui, we learned in a Mishnah, this is later on in the Masechta, Hachitzoin Zereas Aderech, the outer one, he gets to plant the pathway. This is talking about where we have two gardens, one's within the other, so the guy that owns the inner one has to walk through the outer one, and he has a derech, he has a pathway to get there. And the Mishnah tells very clearly that the Chitzoin, the outer one, he gets to plant within the derech, within the pathway. Even though the inner one is allowed to walk through this path to get to his garden, the outer one is still allowed to plant in that pathway. And it's the same thing over here. Even though the Baal Ilanos has the right to stand in that area, but the Baal Karka is allowed to plant in that area. So Rabbi Abayi responded to Rav Yosef, Mi dami, are these things comparable? Hasam, over there, les lepsei de lekeach. The lekeach, the buyer, meaning the guy who has the inner garden and has the right to walk through his pathway, he doesn't have any loss. Let the chitzon, let the outer one plant in the pathway, and whenever the inner one needs to walk on the path, so he'll walk on the path, stepping on the thing that's planted. He's not losing out because there's something planted there. Aval hacha, but over here, is lepsei de lekeach. The lekeach of the trees does lose out if the baal karka plants something underneath them. Why is that? Damar li, because he could tell him, coming out to be peiri. My pears are getting dirty. When my pears fall off my tree, directly underneath them, onto this area that you planted, where I'm allowed to stand to pick them, they get dirty because of your seeds. And so this situation is not necessarily comparable to that one, and perhaps the baal karka is not allowed to plant in this picking area. And if I continue telling Rav Yosef, Halei damya el l'seifa, our situation is really only comparable to the seifa of that Mishnah. What does it say? V'zeh v'zeh, einon rishon l'zayra, that neither of them are allowed to plant it. This refers to a situation where, along with the help of Bezdin, both the inner and outer garden owners agreed on a particular pathway that the inner one is going to be allowed to walk on, and this was on the edge of his field, not directly through the middle. And in this case, the Mishnah tells us that neither of them are allowed to plant in it. And it's the same thing over here in this area of Malay Ayurvasalai, the place the person needs to stand to pick his fruits with his basket. That's not allowed to be planted by either the owner of the trees or the owner of the karka. And thank you, Abai. We embrace it just like Abai. Then when the fellow buys three trees, he acquires the property underneath, in between them, and a space outside them that's enough for the person standing to pick his fruit along with his basket. And v'zeh v'zeh ein rishon l'zayra, neither of them, not the tree's owner and not the karka owner, are allowed to plant over there. Now move on to something else. V'kama yehe b'nehen, how much space has to be in between these trees for it to be considered a state ilon? As we had said before, when he buys three trees, it's considered like he's not just buying three individual ones, but he's buying a whole field of trees. However, as we're saying right now, there has to be a specific distance in between the trees to be able to say this. If they're too close together, we wouldn't say it's a state ilon. That's because they're not able to get nourishment from the ground properly due to the fact that they're packed too closely, and one or maybe multiple of them are going to end up getting uprooted. So that wouldn't be a state ilon. And if they're too far away apart from each other, that wouldn't be considered a state ilon either, because it would just be three random trees that he's buying and not something that we would consider a field of trees. And so the question is, how much space has to be in between the trees? And here we have two different opinions. Rav Yosef Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yosef says b'shem Rav Yehuda, says b'shem Shmuel. Me'arba amas v'ad shmoina, anywhere between 4 and 8 amas in between the trees is okay. If it's less than 4 amas, they're packed too closely together, and if it's 8 amas or more, they're too far apart from each other. Whereas Rava Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, we have a different member in the name of Shmuel, this time quoted by Rav Nachman, that it's mishmoina v'ad sheshesrei, it's between 8 and 16 amas. If there's anything less than 8 amas in between the trees, then they're considered packed too closely together, and if there's anything from 16 or more amas in between the trees, then they're too far away apart from each other. Now, normally by Rav Yosef, Abai told Rav Yosef, Loi tevel galed Rav Nachman, don't argue on Rav Nachman's quote of Shmuel, because we have a mission just like him. Then now the mission tells us as follows. Now this mission is talking about Kalayim. We know there's certain things that are not allowed to be planted together, and what we're going to be focusing on over here is grapes and other seeds. Grapes are not allowed to be planted with other Zrayim. And there's a nafgamina if we're talking about an individual grapevine, or if we're talking about a vineyard, a kerem. If you want to plant something different near an individual grapevine, or near a bunch of vines that just are not considered a kerem, you just have to distance the zera 6 tfachim away, and you have no issue. However, if we have a minimum of 5 vines arranged in a certain way, then now they're considered a kerem, a vineyard, you're not allowed to plant anything in between these vines, and even outside of them, you have to measure 4 amos, and only then you're allowed to plant. So the Mishnah tells us as follows, if a person planted his vineyard 16 amos apart, he had a whole bunch of rows in his vineyard, but these rows of vines were 16 amos apart from each other. That's quite a lot of space. He's allowed to plant other zera there in between these vines. He's allowed to plant whatever he wants. And so right from here, before we continue, it seems to be this Mishnah is like Rav Nachman's quote of Shmuel, that since there's 16 amos in between, these vines are not considered a vineyard, even though if you took an aerial picture, it looks like a vineyard. Halachically, since the vines are 16 amos apart, they're not considered a kerem, and this whole area in between the rows of vines are allowed to have stuff planted in them. Now we just continue with a story about this. Amar Rav Yehuda says, Ma'aseh bat Salmon, there's a story in this place called Salmon, Be'echad with a fellow, Shenotas Karmar Sheshesrei al Sheshesrei Amah, that he planted his rows of vines 16 amos apart from each other, and he wanted to plant these areas in between the rows of vines. It's just that he realized that if he plants every single area every single year, he's going to deplete the soil of its nutrients, so he did something very wise. He turned the seir, which literally means hair, over here it's referring to branches, so he took the branches of two rows of vines and faced them towards each other, and then he planted the empty space outside those branches, and the next year, he would turn other rows of branches towards where he had just planted, and then he would plant the space that was empty the year beforehand. Let's just understand this, because it's actually a pretty genius idea what the fellow did. Let's just call our rows of vines 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. So in the first year, he'd take the branches of rows 1 and 2 and face them towards each other, and then go to rows 3 and 4 and face those branches towards each other, which means the area in between rows 2 and 3 don't have any branches hanging over them, and so he would plant that area year 1, and then year 2, he would just flip the branches around. He would now face branches of rows 2 and 3 towards each other, and then face the branches of row 1 the other way, and face branches of row 4 the other way, and now the area in between rows 1 and 2, and in between rows 3 and 4, don't have any branches over them, and he'd plant those areas. And he alternated year after year doing this. Now, the story came to the Chachamim, and they said it's mutter, because this area is 16 amos, it doesn't have any branches over it, and so one's allowed to plant there. And once again, we see from here, it seems to be that we're poskening like Rav Nachman's quote of Shmuel, that in order for something to be considered a vineyard, or in order for trees to be considered a stay elon, there has to be anywhere between 8 and 16 amos in between them, but if they're 16 amos or more, they're considered too far apart from each other. However, Amalei Rav Yosef told Abaye, I don't know about that Mishnah. There was a story, and this place of shepherds, that somebody bought three trees that were within 8 amos of each other, and he came to Rav Yehuda, and he told the seller, Zil Havle, you have to give the buyer the property in between the trees, even though Kimlai Bakar V'Kelov, the only space in between them is the amount that would allow a bakar, which is cattle, and its kalim, meaning the plow and all the other things that it needs, to pass in between, meaning there's not so much space in between them. Now Rav Yosef continued, V'lai Havyadana Kimlai Bakar V'Kelov Kama. I don't know how much space that is, Kimlai Bakar V'Kelov, but Kim Nishmata Lahad Nan. Once I heard the following Mishnah that says, Lo Yita Adam Ilon Samach Hasdei Chaveiroi, a person is not allowed to plant his tree near his friend's field, Elam Kein Herchuk Men Adalad Amis, until he distances the tree Dalad Amis away, and V'tani Allah, Bryce was taught explaining that Mishnah, Dalad Amis Sha'amru, the reason why they said 4 Amis, the tree has to be 4 Amis away from the friend's property, is Kedei Avodas HaKerem, in order to provide this space called Avodas HaKerem, there has to be space to be able to work this Kerem, or work this tree, Amina, I said to myself, says Rav Yosef, Shema Amina, we learn from here, Kimlai Bakar V'Kelov, Dalad Amis, the amount of space is necessary for the Bakar and its Kalim to pass through, that's Dalad Amis. So even though you, Abaye, brought me a Mishnah, I'll tell you from a story that Rav Yehuda actually paskin in regards to, that the number we're looking for is not 8 to 16 Amis, but it's 4 to 8 Amis. We're going to stop here for the day, which is really right in the middle of discussion, and pick up tomorrow continuing to talk about this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.